53. Isaac. Isaac sat in the small mess at the rear of the Capricorn. A plate rested on the table in front of him, a brown block of flavored protein resting on the plate. He looked up as Rico approached the table with a plate of her own. "Mind if I join you?" she asked, smiling down at him. "Be my guest," Isaac replied, motioning to one of the chairs. Rico sat, taking her fork and digging into the meal. She took a huge bite, chewed and swallowed before looking at Isaac again. "Not hungry?" she asked, pointing her fork at his plate. "Not particularly," he said grimly. "It's all catching up to you, isn't it?" "Yeah, I guess." He looked up at her, a small smile tipping up one corner of his mouth. "It's a lot to process." "Want to talk about it? I'm a pretty good listener." "You don't really want to hear me whine, do you?" His grin broadened. "Sure, why not? Go for it." She took another bite and chewed. "Over 200 years in cold storage," he said with a deep sigh. "How do you process something like that? Let alone waking up to find I'm nothing more than a curiosity to an ancient alien that wanted to enslave humankind, and that was after it murdered my son. I managed to help defeat that alien and was shipped to another planet thinking I was going to be treated like something important. Instead, I was locked away and had to be broken out of a golden prison only to come back to Earth in time to warn them about the coming of a massive alien starship and a new invasion." Isaac paused. "All things considered, I feel great." Rico smirked. "It can always be worse. Did I mention that ever since we went through that twisted wormhole, I've had to use the bathroom every 30 minutes, and I can't bring myself to eat a single bite of anything? To be honest, this isn't exactly a gourmet offering. Don't be too hard on yourself, Ike. This is only your second experience with space travel. The wormhole left me a little queasy for a couple of hours, too. It isn't just the wormhole. It's the whole thing. Proxima, the Trust, the Organization, the Relia, and the Axon. The incoming ship. Earth is one planet in an entire universe of planets. A universe that has a hell of a lot more intelligent life in it than any of the scientists I ever knew believed. I get pissed when I think about how that truth should be wondrous, and instead it's a total disaster." "I hear you," Rico replied. "I can't relate, but I empathize. I was made to be a centurion. Military life is the only life I know. Bred for war, as they say. That doesn't mean I never saw it. Life on the outside. Young couples, mothers with their babies. The whole normalcy thing. When I finally accepted my feelings for Austin, when I quit the CSF so we could be married, I thought it was my chance to be like everyone else. I thought I could live a happy, civilian life. Clones are sterile, but they're making clone infants now using the parents' DNA. I thought I would have a chance to be one of those mothers. But reality didn't let me. We don't get to choose the universe we live in. We only get to choose how we live in it. I promised my wife I would never give up. Never stop fighting. But this, it's so much bigger than I ever imagined. It's only as big as you let it be. Who you are, what you do, that doesn't change. Fight the small fight, win the small battle. Work your way up or die proud that you tried. That's what I'm doing. We've been out here for over 200 years. We're still alive and kicking. I intend to keep it that way. Isaac smiled. I can see why your Bennett loved you. You have a lot of wisdom in there. Rico returned the smile. No, I'm just quoting an enlistment commercial I saw in the loop station once. Bullshit. They both laughed. Isaac picked up his fork and stabbed the protein block. He took a piece off and brought it to his mouth, breathing in the smell of it. Reminds me of Thanksgiving dinner. Our Thanksgiving was moved to the day the first ship landed on Proxima, but yes, turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce. I smell it all in there. He put it back on the plate. It was a good pep talk, but I still can't eat it. Rico took another bite. Don't stress about it, Sergeant. You'll get your appetite back. Stop trying so hard to force it. Isaac dropped the fork. Yeah, you're right. What about you? How are you feeling? A little nervous. A little excited. A little scared. The usual. Are you getting used to having this Bennett around? Still a work in progress, like your stomach. It would be easier if he didn't look exactly like Austin and have all of the same mannerisms, tone of voice, and pretty much everything else except his name. The mind knows the difference, but the heart wants to cling to the familiar. I can't relate, but I empathize. If I were in your position, I don't know if I would be able to stop myself from falling in love again. Rico leaned forward, lowering her voice. I don't know if I can either. Hyrie might have thought he was buying my loyalty, but he's really messing with my head, and I don't like it. I don't blame you. Not to minimize your feelings, but speaking of Hyrie, what do you think about whoever tried to have me killed? I think they started with the wrong person. If what Abel says about the organization is true, they aren't going to take this line down. Proxima has been in a delicate balance since the beginning, a tense piece. This could be the action that pulls the settlement into an underground war. If it does, it isn't going to be pretty. It seems like a pretty lousy time to fight amongst ourselves. Yes, it does. It's almost as if the enemy is pulling the strings. Do you think there are Relia on Proxima? Relia, Axon, maybe both. How would we know? There's not much we can do about it, is there? We're banished to Earth. For now. Maybe not forever. Do you think we'll live that long? Forever? No. Long enough to go back to Proxima? I'm going to fight like hell to make it happen. Then I will too. Deal? Isaac put out his hand. Rico took it, clasping it tightly. Deal. Rico, Bennett said, entering the mess. Rico leaned back, looking at him with a forced coldness. What is it? She replied. We're nearing Earth orbit. Abel wants you to take us in. Rico got to her feet. Isaac stood too. I want to see this, Isaac said. Then let's go.